From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, meets the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster spoke on ABC News describing the incident when the car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday and killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer.
We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it.
19 others were injured, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash. The victims were remembered at a vigil Sunday in Charlottesville, while people in multiple cities across the U.S. gathered to protest the violence and criticize Donald Trump's response for not explicitly condemning far-right groups. The top U.S. general is on the Korean Peninsula as annual U.S. and South Korean military exercises risk further increasing tensions with North Korea. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, said his visit to the region this week is aimed at reassuring allies, South Korea and Japan, while building the military-to-military relationship with China in order to prevent miscalculations. He met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and South Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-mu on Monday in Seoul and travels to China Monday and Japan later in the week. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reiterated in a Wall Street Journal opinion article that the U.S. goal is the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This is VOA News. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea, in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump and other members of his administration have urged China to use its position as North Korea's most important ally to pressure the country to give up its nuclear weapons program. The United States is condemning the murders of seven Syrian White Helmet civil defense members in rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets say unidentified gunmen shot the seven members dead during a raid on their base Saturday in the town of Sarmin, west of Idlib city. No one has claimed responsibility. The Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which controls Idlib province, condemned what it called an ugly crime and vows to hunt down the killers and protect the White Helmets. The White Helmets are Syrian civil defense workers who volunteer to rush in with no hesitation to pull civilians out of bombed buildings in rebel-held areas. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against the gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding eight. The nationalities of the victims have not yet been released. Two of the suspected jihadists who carried out the results on Aziz Istanbul, a Turkish resident restaurant in Ouagadougou, were killed in the shootout with the forces. It was not immediately clear how many assailants were involved in the raid. Some people were able to escape the restaurant when the attackers opened fire, but others were trapped inside the building. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence encountered resistance from Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Sunday over President Donald Trump's threat to use military action in Venezuela. Speaking at a joint news conference with Santos in Cartagena, Pence did not rule out using military force, but he did not directly talk about it either. Pence, however, told the Colombian president that the U.S. would much prefer what he called a peaceable solution for Venezuela. He said there are many options available to pressure the Maduro regime in Venezuela. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.